I have fun, you know. Usually when I'm in town, I like to play golf, but you couldn't do that today. I mean, I love golf. I love any sport where you drink all day and drive around a little car. It's like being a Shriner. I suck at golf, though. If I had to make an analogy to my golf game, I think it's a lot like hitting on a lesbian. Yeah, because after two attempts, I'm further away from the hole than when I started. All right, I'm not the only one that hits on lesbians. All right. Well, I thought I was the only one. But I do travel over, like I said before, been to Texas, been to Schlitterbahn. Anybody ever been to Schlitterbahn? You know what I'm talking about? World's largest water park, man. Went in there with my buddy Chuck. As soon as we get in, he starts going nuts. He's like, man, they got a bar in their pool, man. They got a bar in their pool. I'm like, settle down, dude. He goes, you don't understand, man. You can sit down with that bar and never have to get up to pee, man. I didn't know he's that smart. Of course, he didn't think that was that great when I dunked him. Yeah, he was yellow in the face over that. And I see all kinds of weird signs and stuff. Like, how many, do we have any smokers in here, by applause? People smoke cigarettes and stuff? Ah, the goatee guy. Yeah, you know what's bad for you, right? You know what's bad for you, right? I know McDonald's French fries are bad for me, but I'm still going to eat them. You know, and what I don't like is the anti-smoking campaigns. Like, all over Indiana, they had these billboards, right? And they had a picture of a bus, and it was going off a cliff. And then underneath the picture, it said, tobacco kills a busload of Hoosiers every day. You know what that says to me? Don't take the bus. Right? The tobacco guy is nuts. He's going after busloads of people. Now would be a good time to buy a car. I saw this sign in Missouri, right? It just said, add here. And then underneath it, it said 636-522-5200. Yeah, it's subtraction. There's no add going on there. It's subtract here. And I know some of you are like, well, that's not that funny, but they spelled add A-D-D. All right, and I think someone with attention deficit disorder did that. All right, some of you are laughing, some of you are like, hey, it's a handicap. You shouldn't make fun of handicapped people. I'm like, hell, it's not like they're paying attention. They're somewhere in the audience going, look, there's a blue fish on stage. It's talking to me. You know, I saw this sign in Louisville, Kentucky. This is not a joke. It said, it was a 1-800 number. It was 1-800, had letter R, had letter U, my kids. In other words, 1-800-R-U-MY-KID. You would call the number and you would schedule a paternity test. I'm like, my God, have we got to that point in our civilization, in our society, that we have so many women sleeping with so many different guys, you know, and they have no idea who the father of their child is? I mean, my God, where are these women? Yeah, I could use a date. Stuff in the news, lady in Chicago recently was arrested for breastfeeding her 7-year-old. Yeah, I'm like, if you're that desperate for human companionship, you call me. I like fresh milk. Squish, squish.